November 6th, heaven is cheap enough. He shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. Isaiah 53:10-11. The love of God is without measure, without comparison. It is finite. When we contemplate the dignity and glory of Christ, we see how great was that love that prompted the sacrifice made upon the cross of Calvary for the redemption of a lost world. This theme will fill the saints with wonder and amazement through eternal ages, and why should we not meditate upon it here in this world? Oh, the mystery of godliness, God manifest in the flesh. This mystery increases as we try to comprehend it. It is incomprehensible, and yet human beings will allow worldly, earthly things to intercept the faint view it is possible for mortals to have of Jesus and his matchless love. How can we be enthusiastic over earthly common things and not be stirred with this picture, the cross of Calvary, the love that is revealed in the death of God's dear Son? All this humiliation and anguish were endured to bring back the wanderers, guilty and thankless, to the Father's house. Oh, the home of the blessed! I cannot afford to lose it. I shall, if saved in the kingdom of God, be constantly discerning new depths in the plan of salvation. All the redeemed saints will see and appreciate as never before the love of the Father and the Son, and songs of praise will burst forth from immortal tongues. He loved us. He gave his life for us, with glorified bodies, with enlarged capacities, with hearts made pure, with lips undefiled, we shall sing the riches of redeeming love. There will be no suffering ones in heaven, no skeptics whom we must labor to convince of the reality of eternal things, no prejudices to uproot, but all will be susceptible to that love which passeth knowledge. Rest, thank God, there is a rest for the people of God, where Jesus will lead the redeemed into green pastures by the streams of living waters which make glad the city of our God. Then the prayer of Jesus to his Father will be answered. I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am.